So today is actually Santa Lucia Day, St. Lucy's Day. And she's an Italian saint, but her holiday is celebrated mostly in Scandinavia. Hold on. And like a lot of early winter holidays, it's a celebration of light and hope in a dark time of year. And I think that's why it's celebrated so much in Scandinavia, because it's a very dark time there. The nights are long and the days are short. So normally when we have our symbol tree service, we start off with a candlelight procession inspired by Santa Lucia processions, a candlelight procession of our young people. Obviously that's not happening this year. So we're having a virtual candlelight procession, and it includes all kinds of prairie people, anybody who sent me a photo. It's appropriate because you all are a light in my life. So Amber, Amber's going to play Silent Night as usual. We're going to have Silent Night during our candlelight procession. You can sing along, you can hum along, you can just listen to Amber playing, whatever you choose to do. As soon as the music starts, I'll start the slideshow. One more time, Amber. Thank you, Amber. That was great. And thank you, everybody who sent photographs.
Yeah, that was cool.
So good morning and welcome to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. My name is Karen Deaton and my pronouns are she, her, hers. I've been coming to Prairie for about 16 years. I'm chair of the Religious Exploration Committee and the Landscape Committee. Prairie aspires to be both an open-hearted and an open-minded congregation. We strive to be welcoming to all, though we recognize that we all have biases that limit our understanding of how others may perceive us. We stumble in our efforts, but we commit to keep trying to grow our ability to love people of every ethnic and religious background, whatever your color, sexual orientation, family structure, age, or abilities. During our virtual coffee hour at the end of the service, an excellent part of our Sunday mornings, we invite visitors, guests, and returning friends to introduce yourselves so that we might get to know you better. We will also have joys and concerns during that time, and then we'll break into small groups for more discussion and general chatting. We have a few announcements before we really get started with our service. And the order of service has more details. All the events I'm about to announce are virtual, and Zoom info is in the order of service. First of all, we're sharing our offering this quarter with the Catalyst Project, which is a community of up to 4 single moms and their kids who are experiencing homelessness. The families gain access to permanent housing and other support services while living community style in a house on Madison's east side. Our events coming up this week are Prairie Sing-Along tonight at 7, Prairie Study Group talking about how to be an anti-racist Monday night at 7, Virtual Dungeons and Dragons Beginners Group Tuesday at 4:30, Trivia Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesday Fun Wednesday at 6 p.m. Again, all the Zoom connection information is in your order of service. We're going to light our chalice now. Margaret will read our chalice lighting words.
Good morning. One Small Face by Margaret Starkey. With mounds of greenery, the brightest ornaments, we bring high summer to our rooms as if despite the somberness of winter come. In time of want, when life is boarding up against the next uncertain spring, we celebrate and give of what we have away. All creatures bend to rules, even the stars constrained. There is a blessed madness in the human need to go against the grain of cold and scarcity. We make a holiday. The rituals varied as the hopes of humanity, the reasons as obscure as ancient solar festivals, as clear as joy on one small face.
Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you.
Next, we'll have a moment of silent meditation, beginning and ending with a chime. Our story for all ages today is about an unusual holiday. We're having an unusual holiday this year because of COVID, but this story is an example of how an unusual holiday can be a lot of fun. We'll be with you shortly here. This book is called Santa Cows. It's by Cooper Edens and illustrated by Daniel Lane. It's a takeoff on The Night Before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and in our duplex, the children were plugged into special effects. While pizza with sausage and peppers they downed, with soda plus popcorn, and chips by the pound. Then while all the children the TV were viewing, the sound from the kitchen was purposeful chewing, as Elwood with clam cakes and I with chopped eel had just settled down to our microwave meal. When all of a sudden, not the sound of reindeers, but the mooing of Santa cows came to our ears. So we ran to the windows and opened the shutters. We threw up the blinds to a sky full of udders. As lovely as angels, the family agreed, and Elwood, so helpful, named each by its breed. Look, kitties, a Holstein, a brown Swiss, a Jersey, and here comes a Hereford, an Angus, a Guernsey. And so they did circle our satellite dish to fulfill for dear Elwood an old Christmas wish that the cows would return as they had in his youth and share with his family their goodness and truth. Then over our intercom, we heard on the roofs the tap-dancing clatter of the Santa cow's hoofs. It's unreal, we exclaimed. It's so strange. It's so weird. Down the chimney, the Santa cows promptly appeared. Now, light as a feather, they floated around over TV and pizza with nary a sound. Then, after a while, they had floated enough and touched down as gently as dandelion fluff. Their eyes, like Liz Taylor's, were dewy and clear. Their lips, like Liz Taylor's, so rosy and dear, as they smiled at us all from their warm inner glow. And each of their tails was tied up with a bow. They were good, they were warm, they were wise, and amen, just as Elwood had wished, they had found him again. Then they sang us some carols, all limpid and light, like Adeste Fidelis and O Holy Night. Then the Holstein presented a beautiful tree, while spellbound we sat on Aunt Maxine's settee. As we gazed at the ornaments, dazzling and rare, a spirit of peace and goodwill filled the air. There were bundles of something thrown over their backs. We all tried to guess what might be in those sacks. Maybe red hots, or gumballs, or licorice whips. Maybe squirt guns, or skateboards, or alien ships. Then each of the cows put a sack down before us. Our oohs and our ahs then rang out in chorus as we opened the sacks. It was not as we'd thought. It was baseballs and bats, gloves and caps they had brought. Then we traced a great diamond outside in the snow and began with the cows to hit, run, catch, and throw. So we played through the night, through each bright moonlit inning, till the sun showed its face. Christmas Day was beginning. And that's the end. I thought we could use some fun this year. Okay. Next, we're coming to our actual symbol tree part of the symbol tree service. For those of you who are new to Prairie, every year we take some time in December to decorate a tree, usually. Each person can hold up a symbol, something that represents something important to them from this year, and tell us a little bit about it. So it's a chance for us to learn more about each other's lives. Mm-hmm. And as Renee told you before, I will call on people, and you can unmute yourselves. And you know, say what you want to say, but do keep in mind that we have a lot of people, so try to be reasonably brief.
Should we maybe do the kids first? It looks like
I think that's a good idea. Let's do the kids first. So let's do Marie's house with you guys ready to want to go first? Okay, go ahead and unmute and show us something and tell us about it.
You want to do this first? Sorry, I'm getting a little bit closer. Okay, show your ring.
It's all right.
Doesn't want to go first. I'll go first. Okay, sorry. So I'm Marie, if you don't know me. This is my French book, or my French notebook. I finished my first French class this year. J'ai mon cahier de français parce que j'ai terminé mon premier cours de français cette année.
Beautiful.
You want to go, Miles? Okay, Miles is going to go next.
This year I've been making a ton of these Lego Beyblades.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
So one more?
Sure. Also, the one that I like over here.
Wow.
And then one other thing I brought was electronics. This year is all about electronics.
That's the only way we stay sane here. Sorry, so for the craziness. Okay, you gotta show the side that has Billy, okay?
Okay.
Oh, neat.
Oh, cool.
Okay, where's Billy? Okay. So tell
him.
Look, that's you and your kitty.
New cats this year.
Yeah. I see
that. Got a new cat this year.
Well, that cat is not actually.
Yeah, this cat is not new.
That one's Cornflake, right?
That one's Cornflake.
Yeah, and that new one is Billy.
Your new one is named what?
Billy.
Billy. Yep. So those are our shares.
Thank you for sharing with us, you guys. Let's see, who else do we have with kids? We have, I see Mingus. Let's go to Mingus. And Tony.
There you go.
He moved back over to me.
Daddy, how are you doing?
There you are.
It's whoopee cushion.
But it was meant to represent him, and he said, yeah, because I'm really funny. It represents me.
You have just demonstrated that for us, Mingus. Yeah. I'm sure there was a lot of laughter when you put up your whoopee cushion.
You want to show something, Alyssa? Mm-hmm. He's still looking for something. I was going to share my ukulele that I got in March, and I've spent almost every day this year teaching myself how to play so that hopefully someday I can get together with all the ukulele players at Prairie.
That'll be fun. If you're practicing every day, you're going to be a lot better than the rest of us.
Yeah, in about a week.
Yeah. Is Ellison going to show us something?
That's something to show?
I need that.
That's not really yours.
I'm also going to show it.
What do you want to show? It's your turn, quick. Okay. This is really Mingus's, but Ellison wants to show it.
Uh-huh.
You show it? Something that Mingus made. Where did you
know? Oh, wow.
Wow.
Back before quarantine started at school.
That's pretty neat. It is a tree. Thanks for thank you for sharing, you guys. Does Tony want to say something?
I don't think so.
Okay. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah.
Who do we have other kids? Do we have other people who are impatient with sitting through the whole service who want to go first? Okay, then I'm just going to follow my screen back and forth. So Barb and Ron, you can unmute and share.
There you go.
Hello. I have my tripod here today because photography has become even more of a focus for me this year, and it means a lot. But I had this thought about this service, which I adore this service every year because of how personal it is. And I would set this up by the Christmas tree, and you could either put your cell phone or camera in it, and I could take a picture for you that you would have to keep of showing your symbol tree.
My turn. So you may have heard this theme from me before, but I have this grandchild in my life. What do you think? Do we look alike? His name is Arthur.
Thank you for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys, there's a definite family resemblance there, Ron. Margaret, would you like to share?
This is Arlo. He is a very possessive cat. I have two cats. And they make me laugh every day, every day. They're very talkative, too talkative sometimes. And those are my companions.
Arlo's a very pretty cat.
Yeah.
He knows it. He knows it. He knows that he is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's see. How about Barb and Bob?
Want to go first?
No, go ahead.
Okay, I brought a seed packet because I spent from the moment I could get out there till the moment I couldn't, which was the last time I was in the garden was Thursday picking Brussels sprouts. So that was much of my time has been and sanity has been centered around the garden.
My symbol is this well-worn library card. I appreciate the fact that I can, that we can all check out things from the library by telephone without actually having to go into the library. And I've made good use of that in connection with our radio station CDs. And in particular, we're looking for guest hosts for the musical Time Machine program, which will be starting up again in January, where people talk about an interest, an artist or musician that they're particularly interested in, their early career, mid-career, and late career. So we're looking for more volunteers if anyone wants to do that. We don't have anybody yet to do Bob Dylan. I've also had contact with librarians in the town where I was born in Brownsville, Ontario, and the town where I lived between 1945 and 1949 in Deep River, Ontario, collecting information for our family history website.
Neat. I want to point out for those of you who don't have the chat displayed that there's some conversation about having a beginner's French practice group at Prairie.
Renee,
you're next.
Okay. I was trying to think of something that represented the year. This is what I came up with. So this is Coraline's artwork from her virtual preschool. So her teacher comes once a week and drops off activities, and they have Zooms a couple times a week. So this is not the preschool or the year that we asked for, but this is what we got. So we're making the best of it, and we feel very lucky to have our health and our friends and our family. So that's what I thought of. Obviously, this wouldn't normally go on a tree, but since it's on Zoom, I figured I could kind of bring whatever we wanted. So
thanks, Renee.
Yeah.
Al and Eileen, you're up next.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're unmuted now. So my pleasure has been since the beginning of the pandemic, and it's warmed up enough to get out almost every single day, except if it was raining or up until Thursday, and including a walk over to Wingra Park. And this summer, it was extra special because we had a pair of sandhill cranes who lived at right by Wingra Park, and they would come and parade between about 8 and 9 at least in the morning. And they became very used to having people and would stay within, 2 feet at least, or maybe more if we'd gotten closer. And so it was always amazing to get to go over and see them as well as other birds throughout the, and water birds, especially ducks and so forth, that were migrating or living in the area over the summer. Your turn.
My joy is that we elected Trump out and I hope he will take his ball and go home. My joy is that I succeeded in getting a letter to the editor published, and this last week, commenting on the fact that Trump is calling me a criminal for voting. And I guess I could send it out to Prairie Views to share it with you folks.
I would like to see it, Al, and I missed it in the paper. Okay, Robin Proud.
Okay. Oh, I did unmute. Am I unmuted? Okay.
We can hear you.
All right. Let's see. I'm wearing a Christmas sweater. It's not very so much fun having them if nobody is around to see them. And Christmas socks. Whoops, can't see that. Oh, well. Anyway, let's see. I have... I have this, which is a stand for an iPad or phone, and that represents the many Zoom calls. Amazingly, many times Dan and I are on two different Zoom calls, so although we have this computer, we also need another device. My son, who has worked for Apple for a long time, had given us an extra iPad last year that I thought we don't really have any use for that, but it's been super helpful because of all those many calls. My Toastmasters group is meeting on Zoom, of course, different Prairie events, and a book group and other groups that hadn't necessarily gotten together. One of the great things, though, is that we've had groups like WOW, where people who are not in the immediate vicinity, like Ann Urbanski and Mary Summers, are able to participate. So when we go back to seeing each other in person, we might still have to have an opportunity for people who are away to call in and still be represented. So that's been great.
Thanks, Robin. Next is Kent.
All right. So this isn't going to be super uplifting, I guess, but I've got two things. This one is my wedding ring, which you may notice is not on my finger. And that's because... actually, almost a year ago in January, our divorce actually went through. And I guess at this point, I'm totally confident that I made the right decision, but it certainly hasn't been an easy year to go through that kind of thing. And then the other thing is the harness, the last harness that we had for our dog, Theo. And we actually had to euthanize him on December 23rd last year. So that was, you know, after the symbol tree service last year. And honestly, that was worse than the divorce. So that was kind of one of the big changes in my life in the last year, is not having him around anymore. And I was thinking that it's sort of extra too bad because I've been working from home since March, so I would have been able to spend more time with him this year than I even have in the past. So I'm hoping that sort of the last 3 years or so, I've been hoping that any given year would be less terrible than the previous one. And so far for the last 3 years or so, that has not been the case. So I'm crossing my fingers for 2021.
Thanks.
Thanks, Kent. And, you know, well, first of all, our pets are so precious to us. I think many of us sympathize a lot with that. But and also I want to thank you because it's important for us to, you know, tell each other what's really going on in our lives and not to just, you know, talk about the happy things, because that's not the way life is all the time. Let's see, who's next? Kathy and Randy. You need to unmute yourselves.
This represents what I've been spending my time doing, which I'm not sure is terribly different for this year, but I have a drawing pencil, I've been drawing, paintbrush, knitting needles, knitting, and this represents Nifty Gifty doing crafts and arts. And I can't imagine what I would have been doing with all my time if I wasn't doing these things. And I think by the end of this, well, within another month or so, I will have completed 4 sweaters, among other things that I've done this year, which usually one doesn't have time to finish them, but now I've got plenty of time. So that's me, and Randy's just here.
Kathy, I think it is so appropriate that you crafted something for the symbol tree out of your crafting materials. let's see. Mary and Patty.
Well, this year a year ago in December and in June, I had knee replacement surgery in each knee. And part of my life-saving to make my healing go really well is to be able to ride this stationary bike most days. So that's been a lifesaver and made my legs stronger. the other day, Mary and I walked 5 miles. So I take that as good proof. And then this one's a little dark, but Mary and I have been doing a lot of singing. This is, we're recording some tune there. We've had to learn that technology. And this is a little haiku that I've been taking care of even during the pandemic, 3 days a week. So in the afternoon, he's a lot of fun. And I don't have a picture of my grandson on the phone. So anyway, I try to Zoom with him every week at least and get up to speed. They're homeschooling him. So I miss him a lot.
Okay. And, trying to show this, maybe Patty will help me. This is representative of my garden. It's actually this kale plant is part of my 80th birthday, so that was a milestone. From a gift from Patty. Actually, there were about 4 other things in it, but
they all died.
I mean, they became mature and died. So I took them out, and I had rescued these little. I had rescued some seeds from the. That were sprouting in the garden from my marigolds, and they were all in a big bunch because, you know, when the seed pod falls, all the seeds are together, and they sprouted, and I dug them up and brought them home in a pail, and then I noticed about a week or so ago that they had buds on them, and they were still little dwarfs about an inch high because I hadn't separated them. So anyway, here they are blooming, and they don't seem true to what the parent was. You know, they were, this looks like a very single marigold, which the original had lots and lots of little petals on it, I guess you'd call. So that represents, like, for Barbara Park, we spent a lot of time in the garden this year. And I miss going out there, but I don't miss some of the work of harvesting, I guess. And I enjoy harvesting, but then I have to do something with it after I harvest. And actually, Patty just used our next to last buttercup squash last night. She made cookies, and I made squash soup. So we're still enjoying the fruits of the garden. Thank you.
You have a very impressive garden, Mary.
It was fun.
Lisa, you're next.
Well, this year, I've not only taken up my guitar, but I've spent a lot of time on my sewing machine. And I'm surprised nobody else has come up with this, but here's one of the things that I made was a mask. Mm-hmm. And I thought this was a pretty fun way to do something serious. So that's my decoration. I could decorate a lot of the tree with masks. I've done a lot and made gifts for a lot of people. So that's mine.
That's a great gift this year. And the zipper mask is pretty cute. Mm-hmm. Let's see now. Looks like orange is next.
I have to say that I'm not as crafty as some of you, but I did find an ornament that as I was decorating the tree yesterday that my grandmother made, which I thought was very foreshadowing of the COVID virus. So I thought I would share that with you. It's from probably about 1965 or something. But the ornament that I thought I would share this morning is, it's very appropriate. It's from Denmark, and the Danes do a lot of woven hearts for Christmas. And my friends in Denmark sent me a kit, so I'm going to try my hand at it. But this one is particularly appropriate because, as you all know, on August 11th, Dean suffered a cardiac arrest and was without a heartbeat for some time. So it's miraculous that he has recovered as well as he has. He's not here this morning because he's out walking with his friends, and he actually was shoveling, which he was not supposed to do. But he's doing really well. He's working a little bit at Orange Tree Imports, and we're having a really challenging season. I can't wait for it to end, but next year, hopefully, things will be back to normal. But the other thing I wanted to share on this little ornament is the arrival on October 13th of Calvin Maverick O'Keefe Schroeder in Chicago. And we have gotten so much joy from our new grandson and look forward to many more years where we'll be able to hold him and interact with him without COVID precautions. And we got to see quite a bit of Gabby this year, which was also very special. And she just turned 3 on December 7th and slept last night for the first time in a big girl bed. And at 5:30 in the morning, fell out of the big girl bed and hit her head. And she told me this morning that it's okay because it's all healed now. So here's to more healing and to a better year next year.
So that's two miraculous recoveries in your family this year.
Exactly. And another one, yes, from Gabby's head and Dean's heart. And actually another grandchild coming in March. So we're very blessed.
Wow. Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. When Dean was unconscious in the hospital, it was so heartbreaking to know that he had two new grandchildren on the way and he might not live to see them. So we're very grateful.
I'm so glad he's recovering well. So glad. Rachel and Martin.
Oh, this is one of many handmade straw Christmas tree ornaments, which we received from my aunt in Germany when I was a child. And this represents the love of my family, which has kept me sane during this year. Thank you.
This is a nifty gifty made thing by one of our two children many years ago. I don't know how well you can see it, but it's a little elf and it sits on a mantle or something. And I'm showing it in part because we now have this new child joining us. We're not, and our child that's now in our family, Haneen, who just turned 7, saw this elf and said, "Oh, it's an elf on the shelf." And then she moved it right away to our bookshelf, and she has gotten into Christmas this year at our house and appreciated all of our ornaments and helped us decorate the Christmas tree. And it's a whole new thing to have a young person like that in our family. So this elf represents a continuity for many things for us, continuity with our own children and now a new child, and also a connection to Prairie too.
That's a pretty cute ornament, a cute decoration. We might need to do those again at Nifty Gifty next year. Okay. Kate Lou.
Okay, well, Disa, I join you in the sewing thing. I've been actively working on making masks. I have made several batches of them, so I have ones mostly that I've been using for myself. I sent Catherine back to college with 20 of them. These are going to be gifts for all of my coworkers. So it's been enjoyable to get back to using my sewing machine again, and it's kind of inspired me to do some other, try to do some other sewing. At the beginning of the pandemic, I was actively making dish scrubbies because I just needed something to do with my hands. and also this year, I can't show her because she's probably sleeping on one of my kids' beds, but I adopted a pandemic kitty. I have Peanut, who has been a tremendous joy to have in my house. And I miss all of you very much.
Miss you too. Mm-hmm. Penny, would you like to share? You'll need to unmute yourself or
I really didn't plan anything. Okay. Just nothing happening.
yeah, I hear you there. Well, it's nice to see you anyway. Uh-huh. Let's see. Next, we have Kathy Gann.
Hello, everyone. This is not... I started volunteering at the Beacon last year. And as I heard people talking, I realized what an important symbol this has been for me, because after the pandemic hit, things were so crazy that I couldn't ride the bus. We didn't know what was going to happen. And it was about 6 months until the bus, you know, got back to regular times. And then I went back on September 1st. But during that time, when I wasn't going, I was at times almost overwhelmed by thinking about all the gifts that I've gotten every Tuesday when I go to volunteer. And I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to do that. And I'm also, I think a lot about my grandkids, and with the insanity of the pandemic, I haven't seen them like I would love to, but Zoom has been there, which has been great. And well, my life is not as full as I would like, but I just feel grateful for being healthy. And big notice for those who haven't heard, I started seeing someone, started dating, and who was it but my neighbor who has been taking me all around the state of Wisconsin. We've spent so many hours in the car together, and it's been a wonderful experience for me. And so I am a very grateful woman. Thank you. And I miss you all.
And we miss you too, Kathy. Thanks for sharing about what's happening. Nancy Schrauffnagel, you're next.
Well, this year I was introduced to Matthew Fox. He was a Dominican monk for over 30 years, and he's now an Episcopalian priest. And he translates works of Thomas Aquinas and other people. And so I took a course on Thomas Aquinas, and now I'm taking a course on Julian of Norwich. She lived during the plague, and she lived to 80 years old. And helpful ideas on how to cope with all this stuff. But I just really get excited listening to him, and I'm just thrilled. So it's a nice mix between a lecture and some meditative or sensory things. It's great.
That's neat, Nancy. Maybe you could send her name or a reference for the book to Prairie Views.
Okay.
So I have to say, I don't want to cut anybody short, and I love hearing everything that you have to say, but we're supposed to run on a schedule. So I just want to remind everybody to, think about keeping things brief. And that is no kind of comment on our next person, who is Paula.
Okay. Well, this year has been too chaotic and eventful and intense for me to decide on one symbol, so I sort of have a potpourri. I thought I would just read a list, and you can fill in the blanks. From the beginning of the year, our daughter Toby got a job in Milwaukee full-time. If you knew her history, you know how eventful and what an accomplishment this is. It's been ups and downs and joys and sorrows and intense times. So, and then next, friends of ours were murdered, Robin and Beth, and Judy and Abby and Matt were stuck in California, surrounded by fires. Then COVID happened, and Trump, I should keep putting Trump in there, then Judy and Matt and Abby were able to move here, move remotely, and Trump and COVID. We were able to be a pod and join as a family and share time together. It was wonderful. Skype was wonderful. Trump and COVID. And then Judy lost her baby, which is a horrible event and full of grief. And I'm getting to realize this year that there are things I cannot control. And I think what I'm going to wrap up with, along with hopes of the vaccine and the joy that our granddaughter brings, is hope and acceptance and just a little picture of the granddaughter that brings so much joy to us. Okay, hope that didn't take too long.
We've enjoyed seeing Abby at Wednesday Fun too. Carl, let's go to you next.
All right. So I've got my tree here, and I'm going to hang an ornament for this beautiful family that Paula mentioned that moved here from California this year. Judy, our granddaughter Abigail, and our son-in-law Matt. And they bought a house just a few blocks from us, so we see them all the time. So that's been a huge bright spot in the year for us.
I can only imagine how happy that is. Lynn Curry, you're next.
Hey, everybody. I'm really glad Kathy went ahead of me. I feel really incredibly lucky to be able to go into work today, every day. The Beacon is family. It's kind of a crazy little family, but it's kind of an amazing place to be and amazingly dedicated folks. That said, I've learned this year that I like things to be more linear than I thought I did. And I'm tired. So, I was not expecting to get emotional. Anyway, so my symbol, however, is it's been really important to me to be outside when I can, because I'm inside 9 hours a day at work. And so walking with good friends, camping, and then really honestly, my biggest joy this year has been kayaking. My default has been Lake Wingra, but this year it's been fun to go on some bigger adventures, and it's been pretty awesome. So looking forward, I got myself some wet shoes for cold weather in the spring. I think I'm going to get myself some kayaking pants so that as soon as the water, as soon as the ice melts in the spring, I'm going to try to get out and kayak. So, yeah, good to see you all, and good to connect. I don't get on the call as much as I'd like, because probably the last thing I want to do when I'm not at work is be on Zoom. So,
yeah, I understand that. Morris, would you like to share something?
Perfect. Okay. This may not look like a life preserver, but it definitely has preserved our lives, and it keeps us in touch and reminds us that there's bigger things than Zoom and than COVID out there. So we can stay in touch. Well, you know, my big thumbs are in the way all the time, but these are my grandchildren and my daughter-in-law in Boise, Idaho. So I echo what Robin has said about the technology being used to keep us all together. And I miss all you people too, in the real physical sense.
Yeah. And we have a message actually from somebody who's even more distant because she's not with us on Zoom. Barb Fry got a message from Mechie, which she's going to read to us.
It's just an explanation. I told her about this service. She misses everyone. And I wanted you to know that she is such an artist through and through. She is making delicate paper cutting art. And that's what she's been doing at home lately. She always has to make art, no matter when or where she is. So I wish I had a picture to show you, but I'll try to get one later if I am able to. Not later on the service, but some other time. I'd put it on for news. So.
Thanks, Barb.
Thank you.
Let's see. Next, we have Amber. Would you like to share with us, Amber?
I think my thing I want to share is this has kept my sanity for the past year and Zoom itself, because I've been able to keep my studio running and my business is booming because the kids have nothing else to do. So I've got a full studio, and so I am eternally grateful to have this with me.
Yeah, hobbies now seem more important than what you think of as hobbies. Well, that's work for you. But anyway, Holly. Would you like to share?
Sure. That was a nice segue, Amber, because 2020 for me was a game changer for my business. I started online tutoring in 2016. So I was sort of perfectly placed at the start of this thing. So my symbol is this little message board that I got myself with the two things that I say more than anything in my business to kids as I normalize what it is to learn. I mean, learning is inherently uncomfortable, and I'm out here. That's what I'm doing. You're not doing it wrong. No rush. Everything's fine. A lot of what I said at Prairie too, and I'm just saying it more. So it's been an amazing year for me in terms of my business, and which has been really great for my, I worked really hard on it for a long time without seeing a whole lot. So this year was really very great in that respect. And I realized I might be more of an introvert than I thought, because I like being at home.
I'm glad you're getting your message about learning out to more kids these days. It's a good thing. How about Suzanne?
Hi, everyone. Our biggest joy this year has definitely been the addition to our family of Gilly, the incredible, silly, goofy dog that we adopted over the summer. And we are just sort of infatuated with her, and especially with this big snow when she can't, she loves to go out there, and she just buries her whole head in the snow and rolls around and is so happy. She just makes us laugh all the time. And it's like having a toddler in the house. And she just brought us such joy. And the other thing is, this is my COVID crochet project, which is, I mean, I've been a professional weaver for, 35 years, but this is the largest crochet project I've ever done. And I'm trying to decide now which of my children or grandchildren would be the less critical of the numerous mistakes in it. Well, so I'm trying to decide who's going to be gifted at Christmas with it. So anyway, that's what I have. And I'm grateful to have Prairie in my life.
Thanks, Suzanne. I can't imagine anybody not appreciating that afghan. We have Audrey, not on camera, but would the person at Audrey's computer like to share? You'll need to unmute yourself.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't get in on the video, but it's been a year. And a lot of this, I noticed a lot of people are talking about their pets, and I have a French bulldog. I don't know where she is right now. And I swear I don't know what I'd do without her company and companionship and unconditional love. Most of you have had pets get it. So thank you for having this. I'd like to get up there more often. I live in Evansville, but once we get back to some normalcy, I'm going to try to make it to Prairie more often. Thank you. Have a wonderful holiday, everyone.
Thank you, Audrey.
Yeah.
I think all that's left now is Andy and me.
Yep.
So I have something too big to go on a tree too. But it's a road atlas because, as you know, if we're connected on Facebook, I had a crazy road trip this fall, which just rejuvenated my whole worldview to get out and see new things and be with different people and have an adventure. And Andy?
So my symbol is this roll of toilet paper because it's been a real shitty year. And because we've been hoarding.
Bleep, bleep.
And that's it for me.
Okay. I think that's everybody. I'm just quickly scouting. Morris has some handy too. I think I got everybody. And I want to thank you all for joining in today on this Zoom share. We're going to move on now to our closing song, which you probably...
We have closing words first from Margaret.
Oh, I'm sorry. So we do. Thank you, Renee. Margaret, will you please read our closing words?
I will. In this holiday season, throughout the year to come, and always in our lives, may we know we are loved. May we share the love we have. And may we be the love we wish to see.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
Yeah.
And now we're going to sing. You probably know the words to Deck the Halls, but I'm going to put them up anyway, in case you need them. If I can find the window that has them. Okay, you're on your own. Amber, go ahead and start it up anytime. Oh, there we go. Renee got it.
Okay, I'm going to play through once and then we'll start singing.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
start singing.
Thank you, Amber.